What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on a second here. I'm a little bit confused on where both of you stand on Justin Fields, because both of you have been rather complimentary, in my opinion. Here we have news that the Steelers are calling around, if you believe Ryan Burr's tweet, and that's all it was that Omar Khan checked in on Trevor Lawrence. Where do you stand on Justin Fields? I don't think that Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback, and I would be making every call I could if I were the Steelers, unless the idea was to take a step back, which I think it actually should be, and go with somebody like Kyle Allen next year and trade some of my better players and regroup for the draft here the following year. But as far as Justin Fields like being the leader of this franchise going into a new era, I'm not on board with that, Bob. But it seems like you like him more than you're letting on.
No, I do like him and I've said this, and this has been my stance. I haven't changed it because of the cost involved with him. And I still believe there is an upside to his game. I think you know what he can do with his legs. I do believe I've seen evidence, albeit inconsistent evidence, that he has the ability to make good decisions in the pocket. I go to the Indy game when they were down. They needed him to step up a game, and they did, and it was all passes, not runs. I just think there's more there. And I think having a calmer situation, unlike his first 4 years in the NFL, can help him. If it doesn't work, that's fine, too, because it doesn't cost me that much. I'm not going to dig myself into a hole, and I do have a very interesting draft in 2026. If it doesn't work, they won't be drafting 20th. You would hope that if that's the case, then it would be more in the 12, 13, 14 range. You can move up from there and grab a quarterback. So
all right.
That's all I'm saying. I would now, if I could pry away somebody who I felt
like Trevor Lawrence
or any of those, like, you know, Justin Herbert, whatever, if I can do that, I would look into it. I think absolutely you can never be satisfied. But given their options right now, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, or drafting someone or a veteran like a Carr or Rodgers, I'm sticking to Fields.
It is 11:50. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. All right, then we're going to engage in another exercise, Bob. Are you ready for this?
We do a lot of exercising here on this program.
Yeah, we do. We're
stay
in great
shape.
You ready, Limits?
Yes.
I have eight perhaps semi-available quarterbacks. Some of them are incumbents. Who knows what the availability will be there? I mean, if I'm Justin Fields, I'm like, does this team really want me? They're still flirting with Russell Wilson. The owner didn't sound like he was enamored with the idea of me saying the quarterback room is wide open and we'll look at the draft too. Now I see where the GM may be calling Jacksonville about Trevor Lawrence. I'm not sure about this. I may go off and play with Pete Carroll. I'm going to give you a choice of eight quarterbacks and we're going to rank them in order of your choices. Are you ready, Bob? And I'll write down your choices, and then we'll add them up at the end. You ready? Do you have a writing utensil?
I do.
limits the overriding utensil.
I do.
Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Justin Fields, Russell, Let's Ride Wilson. Could we hear myself and Donnie and Bob with Let's Ride, just to sort of spice things up here? This was when Russell first came here, and it was Donnie going first.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Mine gets better with age, doesn't it, Bob?
It just doesn't sound like you.
I know. That was the idea.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Russell Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins, or Kyler Murray. You guys got all those? That should be eight. Rodgers, Prescott, Stafford, Fields, Wilson, Lawrence, Cousins, Murray. Bob.
You're asking this just ranked on.
This is all things aside. Contracts, return, anything else. I'm giving you a choice of those quarterbacks. No strings attached. Nothing else attached. Who is the best guy?
Right now.
Yeah. Give me your number one. Please.
My number one would be Matthew Stafford.
Limits?
My number one would be Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
Yes.
Holy bird biscuits.
I've also been a big Trevor Lawrence guy going back to Clemson.
I like him too, but you're asking for a current quarterback that you would want based on. Okay.
Who do you want? My number one.
Again, this has nothing to do with age.
It has nothing to do with anything, Bob.
Okay, I just want him to know that.
For next year, the year after, whatever, your current, who you want. If you had no strings attached here, there's no other story. My first guy would be Dak Prescott. Who would your second guy be, Bob?
My second guy would be Kyler Murray.
Okay. Limits?
My second guy would be Matthew Stafford.
Very interesting. I find that fascinating on some levels. My second guy would be Kyler Murray. Bob, who's your third guy?
My third guy would be, as much as Dak Prescott, I'm going to have to put Prescott there just because.
Uh-huh. So a little love for Dak. Wonder Twin?
My third guy is not Dak Prescott. It's Kyler Murray.
Holy horse follicles. My third guy would be, gets a little tough here, but I would probably say Matthew Stafford. No, I'd say Trevor Lawrence would be my third guy. Who's your fourth guy,
Bob? He's my fourth guy, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Give me your 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
All right.
Bob.
4 would be Lawrence.
Yeah.
5 would be Fields.
Uh-huh.
6 would be Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
7 would be Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. And 8 would be Kirk Cousins.
Poor little Kirk Cousins. Limits, how about you?
Yeah, I have a similar end to it. I have Dak 4, mm-hmm. Justin Fields 5,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers 6, Russell Wilson 7, and Kirk Cousins 8.
I have, fourth would have to be, I have Dak Prescott, Murray, and Lawrence. And then Stafford for sure. And then probably Fields, Rodgers, Cousins, and Wilson. It just...
Wow. You have Russ last.
I do. I know we said don't include anything else, but you can't ignore that it didn't exactly end
well. You just violated your own rules.
Well, I didn't really, because I'm not saying this has to do with contract or anything like that. It just... Him coming back to this system seems ridiculous to me. He's fading. The coordinator apparently doesn't like him, at least as a football person. He doesn't like the coordinator as a football person. He doesn't feel like he can play the kind of football he wants here. They stripped him of his play-changing ability, and he embarrassed the organization indirectly by leaking a story about Artie Smith. Other than that, it sounds like a marriage made in heaven, Bob.
Yeah, that's why I have him 7th. Of the quarterbacks who are playing, I think, good football right now, Stafford has to be my choice out of all of this.
I like your choices. Here's Bob's choices. No strings attached here. Stafford, Murray, Prescott, Lawrence, Fields, Rodgers, Wilson, Cousins. I have Prescott, Murray, Lawrence, Stafford, Fields, Rodgers, Cousins, Wilson. So there's really not an outlier there. We're sort of on the same page, Bob, except I have Prescott first. And then Limit says Lawrence, Stafford, Murray, Dak, Fields, Rodgers, Wilson, Cousins. We're not that far off here, although we have three different first choices. You still like Trevor Lawrence a lot, don't you, Limits?
I do. I like the traits, the arm talent and ability. I mean, he's kind of an underrated runner. He's not Josh Allen running with the football. He's not Mahomes or anything like that. But I feel like the situation that he's been placed in has just been so poor, especially with their coach, GM getting fired, all the above in Jacksonville. He's a good quarterback.
I thought that was very well said by Limits. Did you, Bob?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there.
You don't sound convinced.
I mean, we're going to play this quarterback roulette pretty much for the next 2 months, I have a feeling.
Yes, we are. And I think,
or until the Steelers make it one way or another, make a move.
Sure. I think for me, the grand conclusion that I draw from this story today, the Ryan Burr story, is not that the Steelers are going to go out and get Trevor Lawrence, because I don't think they are. It's that they called. It's that they, to their credit, I think, or at least I agree with them, do not think that either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields is the guy to move forward with. They're looking for a franchise quarterback. So good for them. And I still credit Mike and Omar for taking the big swing on Russell last year. It didn't work. And I don't think that Fields elevated him to a place where I'm saying, man, he needs to be the guy. Obviously, they don't think so. They benched him.
You have made it very clear that you think there is no chance for Russell Wilson to come back.
I never say no chance, but I put it at 1%.
Okay.
That's just me. You? Yeah,
no.
What percent would you put it at?
20.
Limits?
25.
Yeah. It just doesn't
In any event, it seems very unlikely.
It sure does.